Carried. Next item, Peninsula Square parcel and 60-foot easement on Route 24.
This is a request to create a parcel that would have access from a 60-foot cross-access easement off of Route 24. Now, the proposed parcel will contain 65.82 acres. The 60-foot cross-access easement will be created over a 30-acre lot parcel. The two parcels will be combined into one parcel at a later date, but for settlement purposes, only the 30 acres is being purchased at this time. If the easement's not approved, then the 65.82 acre parcel would be landlocked.
That's the question. Why 60 and instead of 50, I wonder?
Mr. Bart didn't tell me that.
Okay, then. Not that it matters. Make it 160 if they want.
Then why is this being sought?
Otherwise, it'd be landlocked. It couldn't create that parcel.
Acre parcel would be landlocked if they don't have the easement.
This isn't something that requires a public hearing because of subdivision.
No, it's not creating any new lots. Yeah.
It's just creating the easement.
Yeah. Well,
the 65 acres is already there, and that's in one site.
65 acres is coming out of two parcels.
Yeah. 113, 115.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Robertson, this is another one that you got thrown into? Robinson, I didn't mean to insult you.
Don't throw me in there.
That's right.
Probably about accurate. I was just here to monitor it, but I don't have any information on this particular parcel.
So you go back thanking for that, right?
It's no different almost than, say, 50 years ago, somebody had a big piece of farm property that they wanted to subdivide off, and you just had to make sure that you didn't have it landlocked. There was some means of getting to it or not. I mean, that's basically the same concept as what we're talking about. It's not creating any new lots or residential lots. It's just large tracts of land that can't end up landlocked.
So he's seeking approval for a parcel and a 60-foot easement, or just a 60-foot easement for access to that parcel?
Parcel and the easement.
Is there any road there now?
I haven't been out here.
But I would also just caution, this isn't the same thing as that policy with the maximum of three lots, because again, that's talking about residential lots, and that's a different animal than what we're dealing with here. I mean, I'm not for or against it, but it doesn't fall in that category. And it really doesn't come under the subdivision code that much, because that talks about creating lots, and again, that's, you know, and I know, I think the Planning and Zoning Office has looked at lots, if they're numbered lots or, you know, residential building lots, not large tracts of land.
I think the applicant wants an easement and has a good reason for asking for it, so.
Well, when the site plan comes in, that one I saw, probably might want to keep it this way.
And your reasons indicate it's not being done for settlement purposes.
So right.
It's not, no.
Right, it's not a
subterfuge.
And I think they could do it anyway, you know, whether it's settlement or not, really.
They might just have only enough money to buy 30 acres.
Or 1031 deal or something like that. Yeah.
What exactly does that mean for settlement purposes?
It may mean something, I mean, I don't know. I mean, but an example would be that, like, for example, the seller owns one large tract, say it's 100 acres, and for tax reasons only wants to sell a parcel of it now and maybe sell that other part in 2007. You know, I don't know the reason, but yeah, that would be an example of it. Or the buyer only has money for half of it. Who knows? Or can, I don't know.
There could be an agricultural lease on some of this.
Right.
That would tie it up for a period of time.
Legal phrase I'm not familiar with.
So there's nothing that precludes us from approving the right away?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I think what you should do is, if you're going to approve it, require that there be a recorded easement, you know, servicing that 65.2 acre parcel.
With a maintenance agreement.
Well, I don't know that it needs to be a maintenance agreement so much. It just should be stated in the easement, you know, who's responsible for, I guess, maintaining it. I don't know, there needs to be a separate type maintenance agreement, yeah.
Does that trigger a requirement that that 60-foot easement be cleared in its entirety?
I don't know that it does. For two reasons. One, I think, is they're trying to avoid it being landlocked, and it sounds like it's going to go away in 07 anyway, so, you know.
Wouldn't have time to do that.
Yeah, right.
Now, is the easement on 113 or 112?
Rick goes across 115.
For the benefit of 113.
Okay.
Hairpin turn.
So it's for accessing route or section 113.
Parcel 113.
Parcel 113.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah.
So if the easement's granted, then would we put, is a stipulation in there that if it's any further subdivision that it requires a public hearing, or I'm just kind of...
See, yeah, that's the thing. I don't think it's really, if you look at the subdivision code, this isn't the type of subdivision that you're thinking of. It's truly a subdivision because you're creating a new large parcel, but the subdivision code, which triggers all the public hearing stuff, and as I recall, mostly talks about creating residential lots, you know, and that's not what we're doing here, so...
We're just creating a big parcel.
Yeah, like I said, it's just, you know.
Okay, shape.
I mean, if you wanted to, I suppose, I don't know, apparently somebody's represented that it's for settlement purposes, that it, you know, that it be noted on the, whatever the survey, that it shall be recombined with parcel 115. I mean, I guess you could do that.
That'd be what I.
Well, that somebody along the way said that it's for settlement purposes, so they want to split what 113 and 115, and that the two parcels will be combined in one parcel at a later date. So I mean, you could make it that if it makes you feel more comfortable, that you approve it now, with a note on the site plan that the two parcels shall be, I don't know what the word is, recombined into one parcel at a later date. Just make that a note on the plan. I mean, I just don't have any heartburn over it because I think we're, I don't want you to overanalyze what it is at this
right.
point.
No, yeah.
You
know. Okay. Mr. Chairman, concerning Peninsula Square, now is that parcel 113? Is that what we're referencing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. Is that 113 is what we're talking about with that 60-foot easement.
Concerning Peninsula Square parcel and a 60-foot easement off of Route 24, my motion is for approval.
Second. So moved and seconded to approve a parcel and 60-foot easement for Peninsula Square on Route 24. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item.